as did past candidates, including Bob Kerry, Gary Hart, and of course, Ted and Robert Kennedy. In 2007, Hillary Clinton said she was the JFK in the race. A true indication of how thoroughly the Kennedy myth steeped into the grain of American life can be seen in how Americans greeted the death of his son, John F. Kennedy Jr., in 1999. John, as he was endearingly and condescendingly dubbed, was by all accounts a good and decent man. He was certainly very handsome, and he was the son of a beloved president. Yet beyond that, his career and contributions were lackluster at best. He took the New York bar exam 3 times. He was an unremarkable prosecutor. He founded a childish magazine, George, which intentionally blurred the lines between the personal and the political, substance and celebrity, the trivial and the important. And yet when John Jr. died in a tragic plane crash, his death was greeted in abjectly religious terms by a political class entirely convinced that the son, like the father, had been imbued with a Kennedy Holy Ghost. The historian Douglas Brinkley wrote in the New York Times that JFK Jr. was his generation's photogenic redeemer. Wall-to-wall coverage portrayed the younger Kennedy as a lost national savior. Bernard Kolb summarized the tenor of the coverage. JFK Jr. was being depicted as a kind of a secular messiah who would, had he lived, have rescued civilization from all its terrible problems. Today, to deny JFK's status as the martyr to what might have been is to deny the hope of liberalism itself. For more than a generation, liberal politics in America has been premised on the politics of a ghost. The Jack Kennedy, whom liberals remember, never existed. But the Kennedy myth represents not a man, but a moment when liberals hoped to bring about the kingdom of heaven on earth. The times were not as propitious as liberals remember. After all, it was only Kennedy's death, not his life, that truly rallied Americans around Kennedyism in huge numbers. But that's not the point. What matters is that the people believe the myth and therefore pursue it. Liberals believed for a brief, shining moment that they could bring about their kingdom of heaven, their Camelot. Ever since, they've yearned to recreate that moment. Looked at from the outside, the myth appears to be little more than power worship. But from within, it is gospel. Meanwhile, it's telling that the Democrats wish to preserve the substance of the Great Society while maintaining the mythology of Camelot. Every Democrat says he wants to be JFK while insisting he will do more or less what LBJ did. No Democrat would dream of saying he wanted to emulate Lyndon Johnson because the myth is what matters most.